由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you again for tuning in to this broadcast.
再一次多谢你收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
In our last broadcast, I promised to tell you more about the city of Jerusalem.
在上一集的节目里面，我答应过你是会讲多一些有关于耶路撒冷城的事的。
We are in the middle of a series of messages I call The Garden versus the City.
如果你是第一次听的，或者你让我再讲一次，我们这个节目，这个系列信息是叫做花园与城市，是一个系列专题信息来的。
Last time we started to look at a very unique city called Jerusalem.
在上一集的节目里面，我们开始查考有关于一座很独特的城市，就是耶路撒冷城了。
King David offered the city of Jerusalem to God as a sacrifice to honor him.
大卫王他为了要去荣耀神，就将耶路撒冷城献给神了。
David delighted so deeply in the presence of God.
大卫王他因为神的同在而非常之雀跃，非常之欢欣。
That he dedicated many of the psalms for the worship and the honor of God.
就是因为他这么雀跃，这么欢欣，他就写下了很多的诗篇，是献给神，来去敬拜神，去尊崇神的。
Psalms 120 to Psalms 134 were known as the Psalms of Ascent.
而诗篇的第120篇去到134篇，诗篇120篇去到134篇呢，就被称为上行之诗的。
These were the psalms that pilgrims would sing as they made their way upward to the elevated mountain city of Jerusalem.
为什么叫做上行之诗呢？就是当那些朝圣者，他们往耶路撒冷城的山上去走的时候，他们总是一边行一边去唱诵这些诗篇的。
Psalms 46, 48, 76, 84, and 87 were known as the Psalms of Zion.
而诗篇的第46篇、48篇、76篇、84篇和87篇呢，就被称为锡安之诗。我重复，就是诗篇46、48、76、84和87这几篇呢，都是被称为锡安之诗的。
These psalms became synonymous with the presence of God.
这些诗篇呢，就成为神同在的同义词了。
You might ask, how could Jerusalem be synonymous with God's presence?
你可能会问，耶路撒冷怎样会等同于神同在呢？
Wasn't Jerusalem only an earthly city that was far from holy?
你不是说过说耶路撒冷只不过是世上的城，它还未够资格去称为圣城吗？
It was inhabited by people who were far from holy.
他们住在这个城当中的人，距离圣洁还差得很远哦。
And that is why in its history, Jerusalem saw its fair share of bloodshed.
在历史上，耶路撒冷岂不是发生过不少的血腥事件吗？
When Solomon first built the temple of Jerusalem,
起初啊，当所罗门王去建造耶路撒冷这个的圣殿的时候，
God's glory fell upon the temple.
神的荣光是充满了圣殿的。
Why?
为什么这样说呢？
Because wherever God is honored and sought, He will show up.
因为啊，每当啲人去尊崇神、寻求神嘅时候，神就会降临噶啦。
Wherever God is sought by His people with all of their hearts, God will show up.
每当神嘅子民全心全意咁去寻求神嘅时候，神就会嚟到佢哋嘅当中噶啦。
But my listening friends, make no mistake about this.
但是亲爱的听众朋友，千祈不要大意啊。
Any generation that fails to seek God's glory above all else，
无论是哪一个世代，如果不以尊崇神为首要的事，
If any generation gets sidetracked by false teaching，
无论是哪一个世代，如果被虚假的学说迷惑的话，
God will desert them，
神就会离弃他们了。
If God would depart from his temple and Jerusalem，
如果连圣殿和耶路撒冷城神都不惜要离开的话，
Certainly his spirit will depart from any church or any people，
那当然神的灵亦都很可能是可以离开任何一间教会任何一班的群众的。
Where his glory is not first and foremost in their minds，
神的灵啊，究竟是几时会离开这些教会这些群众呢？就是当他们的心里面不再以神的荣耀为第一位的时候。
Jerusalem was a temporary city chosen by God's grace。
第一件事我们要记得的就是耶路撒冷是蒙神恩典被拣选的一个暂时性的城市。
The second thing you need to know about Jerusalem is this.
第二件你需要知道有关于耶路撒冷城的事呢，就是
Jerusalem was a city with conditional blessing.
耶路撒冷是蒙神赐福，但是呢，却是附带有条件的一个这样的城市。
David and Solomon offered Jerusalem to God as the sacrifice that Cain would not make.
大卫王和所罗门王将耶路撒冷献给神，而这件事呢是该人做不到的。
And God accepted it.
而神呢就悦纳了他们的奉献。
When the people of Israel were getting ready to enter into the promised land，
当以色列民将要进入应许之地的时候，
God told them that he was taking them there with his own supernatural power。
神就说了，他是以超自然的大能领他们进入应许之地的。
Why？
为什么这样说呢？
So that he could fulfill the promise that he made to Abraham。
就是说神就能够去实现他对亚伯拉罕的诺言了。
But in Deuteronomy 28 he tells them something very important。
但是在申命记，旧约圣经申命记28章里面，神就告诉他们一些很重要的事。
That in the promised land, he is placing before them two choices.
有咩咁重要嘅事呢？就系话喺应许之地，神俾咗佢哋两种嘅选择。
A choice between a blessing and a curse.
就系选择祝福，定一话系选择咒诅。
The blessings of God were conditional upon their obedience to him.
要得福嘅话咧，那个条件就系要信服神啦。
In the same way, when God accepted Jerusalem by his grace, he accepted it and blessed it conditionally.
同样啊，当神好恩慈咁接纳咗所献上嘅呢个耶路撒冷城嘅时候咧，佢好乐意赐福俾呢个城，但系咧系有附带嘅条件嘅。
The conditions were very simple.
而条件系好简单嘅。
Israel had to continue seeking and honoring and worshiping the true God，
就是以色列人必须保持一贯的寻求、尊崇和敬拜独一的真神。
And that is why when the inhabitants of Jerusalem worshipped other gods，
所以当后来耶路撒冷的居民去拜其他的假神，
and ran after other objects in life，
又去追求生命里面其他的偶像的时候，
The Babylonians were allowed to ransack Jerusalem.
神就容许巴比伦人来去掳掠耶路撒冷城了。
And that same thing happened again and again in that city.
而且同样的事是一次又一次这样临到这个城。
Finally, Jerusalem rejected the Messiah and became the place of his crucifixion.
最后耶路撒冷城甚至排斥尼赛亚，将主耶稣基督他钉在十字架上面。
And at that point, earthly Jerusalem was rejected for good and forever as God's dwelling place.
到了这个地步，世上的耶路撒冷就不再蒙神拣选，永远都不可以作为神永远的居所了。
When the city of God rejected God in human flesh,
当神的城拒绝了那位道成肉身的神的时候，
the city of God became the fullness of satanic strategy.
这个神的城就完完全全落入了魔鬼撒旦的诡计里面了。
The city of God became like all the cities of man.
神的城亦都同所有人造的城市一样咁堕落了。
In Luke 19:41-44, Jesus laments the rejection of him.
路加福音第十九章四十一至到四十四节，系路加福音十九章四十一至到四十四节嗰度，耶稣为到呢个城去哀哭，因为嗰度嘅人弃绝佢。
Jerusalem, you did not know the time of your visitation.
佢对耶路撒冷话。巴不得你在这个日子知道关系你平安的事。
Jesus does not speak angrily here.
耶稣讲这番说话的时候，他并不是带着怒气去讲的。
In fact, he weeps hot tears over earthly Jerusalem.
其实，他是为到世上的耶路撒冷是流下他的热泪的。
God is weeping over the world today.
主耶稣基督，他今日仍然为这个世界哀哭。
God is weeping over some believers today.
他今日甚至为到一些基督徒去哀哭。
When Jesus is rejected,
当人是拒绝耶稣。
When his spirit is quenched,
当人熄灭了圣灵的感动。
When his presence is not sought,
当人不再去寻求神的同在。
When his divinity is denied,
当啲人否定咗佢系神嘅时候
，God weeps,
神就哀哭啦。
Then judgment follows,
咁而审判呢，亦都跟住会嚟啦。
Jerusalem was temporarily chosen by grace,
耶路撒冷系蒙神恩典被拣选嘅一个暂时性嘅城市。
Secondly, Jerusalem was a city with conditional blessing.
第二点要留意的就是耶路撒冷是蒙神赐福却是有附带条件的城市。
Then the third thing you need to know about Jerusalem is this.
而第三样你需要知道有关于耶路撒冷城的重点呢就是
When Jesus encountered the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4,
就是记载在约翰福音的第四章那里的就是当耶稣遇见撒玛利亚的妇人的时候。
He said to her,
咁耶稣咧就对佢讲啦。
The day is coming when the true worshippers will worship my Father neither in Jerusalem nor in this mountain.
耶稣佢话时候将要嚟到，那个真正拜父嘅唔系喺呢个山上，亦都唔喺耶路撒冷。
Earthly Jerusalem was merely a foretaste of the heavenly Jerusalem.
世上嘅耶路撒冷。只不过是让人事先去品尝一下，事先去了解一下天上的耶路撒冷那个的滋味是怎样的。
Earthly Jerusalem was merely a dim representation of what it means for God to indwell the praises of his people.
世上的耶路撒冷只不过是一个粗略的一个的表征，去预告将来神居住在他的子民的颂赞之中，那个的意义究竟在哪里。
Earthly Jerusalem was but a sketch or a tiny model of what can happen when the glory of God is fully revealed.
世上的耶路撒冷只不过是一幅的蓝图或者一个的模型，讲明了将来神的荣光完全彰显的时候是几咁辉煌。
Earthly Jerusalem was a mere sample of what it would be like to experience God's strength and God's power.
世上的耶路撒冷只不过是一个示范，引导我们怎样去经历神无穷无尽的大能。
Listen to what Ezekiel tells us about the heavenly Jerusalem.
请听以西结先知话俾我哋听有关于天上耶路撒冷嘅事啊。
He said we will be able to truly understand what it means to say Yahweh Shema, the Lord is there.
佢话将来我哋会完全明白宣称耶和华撒玛嘅真正意义。耶和华撒玛就是神的所在，耶和华在这里这的意思。
The Bible tells us that
圣经告诉我们听
In Jesus we began to comprehend what it means to call him Emmanuel.
在耶稣身上我们开始体会到称他为以马内利究竟是什么意思。
God with us.
就是说神与我们同在。
But like earthly Jerusalem,
但是正如世上的耶路撒冷一样
We cannot comprehend fully what it means for God to be with us all of the time.
我们仍然没有办法完全明白神常与我们同在这句说话究竟是什么意思。
Why?
为什么这样讲呢
Because here on earth we tend to run away from him.
因为在世上我们往往是很想去逃避神的。
Because here on earth we tend to forget about him.
因为在世上我们往往是很想忘却神的。
Because here on earth we tend to ignore his voice.
因为在世上我们往往都很想不去听不去理会神的声音。
Because here on earth we tend to be persuaded by the voices and the standards of the world system.
因为在世上我们往往是会听从了世界的声音和跟着世界的标准的。
That is not so in the heavenly Jerusalem.
而在天上的耶路撒冷情况却不是这样的。
In the new Jerusalem, we will have uninterrupted fellowship with God.
在新耶路撒冷里面我们同神的交往是不会断绝的。
There will be no television or entertainment to divert our attention.
在那里不会有电视节目或者是其他的娱乐令到我们分心。
In the New Jerusalem, there will be no one to whisper doubts and fear and anxiety in our ears.
在新耶路撒冷，在天上的耶路撒冷，我们的耳边不再会有挑拨离间的声音去制造怀疑、恐惧和烦躁不安的。
Why?
为什么这样讲呢？
Because God's righteousness will be permanently with us.
因为神的公义在那里是永远与我们同在的。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷
God showed up when his people lifted his name high.
当神的子民高举神的圣名的时候神就会降临在他们中间了。
But in the new Jerusalem,
但是在新的耶路撒冷
He will always be there because his name will constantly be lifted high.
神是一直都在那里，因为他的圣名是恒常被高举的。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷
his blessings were conditional.
神的赐福是附带有条件的。
But in the new Jerusalem,
但是在新的耶路撒冷
his unconditional blessing will be fulfilled.
他无条件的赐福将会完完全全地实现。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷
God's presence was sporadic.
神是偶然会降临的。
But in the new Jerusalem,
但在新的耶路撒冷
God will always be there.
神却是永远长留在那里的。
In the old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷那里
God's people didn't often turn up to worship him.
神的子民都不是时时会来去敬拜他的。
In the New Jerusalem,
但是在新的耶路撒冷那里
True believers will worship him forever.
真实的信徒、真正的基督徒是会永恒地去敬拜他的。
In the Old Jerusalem,
在旧的耶路撒冷
People served him occasionally.
啲人并唔系经常性咁样去侍奉神。
In the New Jerusalem,
但系喺新耶路撒冷
，His true followers will serve him all the time。
佢嗰啲真正嘅追随者系会恒常咁样去侍奉佢嘅。
In the old Jerusalem，
喺旧嘅耶路撒冷
，even his own people forsook him and ignored him。
神自己嘅子民有时都会离弃佢，漠视佢。
In the new Jerusalem，
但系喺新嘅耶路撒冷
，his own people will be grateful to him and glorify him。
属于神嘅子民将会不断咁样去感恩归荣耀俾佢。
In the old Jerusalem，
喺旧嘅耶路撒冷
，people's hearts sought after worldly pleasures，
人心追求世上嘅享乐。
In the new Jerusalem，
但系喺新嘅耶路撒冷
，his true followers will delight themselves in him。
神真正嘅追随者，真正嘅跟随者咧，系会以神为乐嘅。
The question is，
但系问题咧系
，Are you going to be there？
你会唔会去嗰度咧？你会唔会去新耶路撒冷咧
？Will you sing the following song in the heavenly Jerusalem？
你会唔会喺天上嘅耶路撒冷欢唱下面呢一首诗咧？嗱，呢首诗咧就系诗篇第八十四篇。诗篇第八十四篇，请听我读出。万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕渴想耶和华的软语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着暴初之窝，如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。靠你有力量，心中想往锡安大道的这人变为有福，他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。他们行走力上加力，各人到锡安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊，求你留心听。神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受高者的面。在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。
You can be assured of eternity in heaven if you are living in the presence of God here and now.
今日你如果系活喺神嘅同在里边，咁肯定将来亦都永远活喺天上。
If you have never committed your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can do that right now.
如果你仲未将生命交托俾耶稣基督，你而家就可以咁样做啦。
Will you pray with me this prayer?
请你跟我一起这样去祈祷啊。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
I want to be in your presence in heaven.
我愿意将来在天上永远同你同在。
Help me to come into your presence here and now.
请你帮助我现在就能够同你同在。
I receive you as my Savior.
我愿意接受你成为我的救主。
I enthrone you as my Lord.
并且尊你为我生命之主。
Amen.
阿门。喺呢个时候，我哋一齐听一首诗歌，歌名叫做《神你在掌管》。
我望着前路，是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过。晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时，神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到人。挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应。
弟兄姊妹好，欢迎你是收听这一集的天路导向，亦都是欢迎你来信去继续同我们有一些互动。你可以将你的代祷事项或者是一些在读经时候遇到的疑难是写给我叶朗天或者是麦克牧师的，信封面只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，我们这一集的节目时间来到这里，下集再会。